Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
Hi, my name is Marion Farrow, and you're listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO Medford, Mass. 91.5 on your dial, WMFO.org online, and glad to have you here. I'll let you be here with you for the next 2 hours today because I'm subbing for somebody after this. And starting out with you with some local songs, some local bands that are playing out this week. First, I have for you The Liars. Anyone who's been around the scene from, well, back in the day, I suppose you could say, you remember The Liars. Big in the garage rock scene in the 70s, late 70s, I guess it would be in the 80s. And they still play out once in a while. And what I have here is a song I want to help you in, which I got from Mass Ave, the Boston Scene, 1975 to 1983. And they're going to be playing, I'll get you the, I don't have my thing in front of me right now. I'll give you the information on the other side of the set. But for now, here are The Liars with Help You In.
Go, he's a boy that you down, can't sit on. think I've heard this all before. Silly bastard me. What's more? Let's go kick down the door. Silly bastard me. What's more? Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go. Ready, go.
right. That was the first set. First, we had the Liars with I Want to Help You In. Liars with Jeff Monoman Connolly were a garage rock band formed in 79, had several records out in the early 80s, big in the local scene. And they're going to be at Thunder Road in Somerville on Saturday night. Then after that, the 13th, is that this week? I guess so. Then you heard State of the Union with Ready Go from their 2014 album True. State of the Union evolved from Police State, which formed in 1981. They played around the local scene until breaking up in the early 90s, got back together in 2012, and recorded this album in 2014 with David Minahan. State of the Union would play an early show on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. Then came Aaron Hopp and the Delta Swingers with Kakamobi Baby from their brand new album Big Road. They will be playing Friday night at Fury's Public House in Dover, New Hampshire. And on Saturday night at the Extended Play Sessions Fallout Shelter in Norwood, Mass. For a recorded TV performance. And the set ended with Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany, with Morning Sun from their CD Stoned Law. Songs on the disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Fragen, with songs in German. Okay, now you know what I'm going to do. I'm going to stick in an early series guitar time today. I always worry that, oh my gosh, I'll run out of time for these songs, because I usually do it at the end of the show. And sometimes I have run out of time for some of them, so I'll stick one in early. I can always stick some more in later. First, I'll start with another tune from the new album from Black Country Communion. In case anyone forgot them, it's guitarist Joe Bonamassa, Glenn Hughes from Deep Purple on vocals, Jason Bonham on drums, and Derek Sherinian from Dream Theater on keyboards. Group's been on hiatus, as all four members also have other music projects going on all the time. I was so happy to see them get back together to make this new album, BCC4, which was released in September. And the song I have is Collide.
Position. I gotta keep control. My How are you? What a thrill for me to be here. I stood here in 65 as a tourist in this race bar, and there was nobody out there. And I never thought I'd ever end up here, but thank God I did. Thank you for coming.
right. Oops. All right, that was some serious guitar time for you. An early batch of it. Started with Black Country Communion doing Collide from the new album BCC4. Probably one of the best albums of 2017. Then you heard Tyler Bryant and The Shakedown with Aftershock from their brand new self-titled album, their second full album. Guitarist Tyler Bryant, who's just 26 years old, was born in Texas and later moved to Nashville. The band Tyler Bryant and The Shakedown, let's see, what does it say here? Yeah, they came together in 2009, released their first album in 2013, though Bryant had released a couple of EPs as well. And the four-piece band includes guitarist Graham Whitford, the son of Aerosmith's Brad Whitford. Then from Walter Trout's new album, We're All In This Together, where he has a different guest playing on each song, and in most cases wrote a song for the particular artist to play with him, and that was Got Nothing Left, featuring Randy Bachman, who you may remember from the Guess Who and the Bachman-Turner Overdrive. And of course I had to play something from the new Jeff Beck album, Live at the Hollywood Bowl. The concert celebrating the 50th anniversary of his career was on August 10th, 2016, included lots of guests on different songs. And that was a medley of sorts of Rice Pudding and Morning Dew with Jimmy Hall, who was in the Southern rock band Wet Willie, on vocals. He toured with Jeff Beck doing vocals several years ago, and that was one of the times I saw him live. It was really good. Morning Dew was original on Jeff Beck's debut solo album, Jeff Beck Group with Truth, in 68. Rice Pudding was originally on their second album, Beckola, in 69. Okay, now what are we doing? All right. I have now something local from the Devil's Twins' new disc, America Noir Volume 1, which came out in September. This is Satan Stone, which was their first single, and it's with Boston's hip-hop artist Slane. It's a cool video for the song you can find online. And they're going to be doing a show. I'm not sure what exactly the show is. Live at Fraser at WGBH Studios in Brighton on Wednesday the 17th from 7 to 9. And I believe tickets have to be purchased in advance. I'm not really sure what that is, if they're doing a TV show or it might be something new at GBH. I don't really know much about it, but just let you know about it. Having a little problem with the computer over here. I may have to shut down, restart, and I don't know if that's going to affect what you're hearing or not, but just a warning, just in case anything gets weird. In the meantime, here is the Devil's Twins with Satan Stone.
From the start, sadomasochistic, fatal with the art of deception and twisted games of the vicious, language of violence, yeah, you win the biscuit. You don't wanna pay, no, trust me, they know where to ditch it. Couple they go by and they found Wayno in the mystic. Just another victim, something off the schedule. You ain't got the heart to go hunting off a heads to you. Now you take
taking numbers off of something that you said you do. Looking for somebody to go jumping off the ledge with you. Jumping off the revenue. Snake in the garden. You were just a rat with two jakes in a pot. And I am not your friend, I am not your homes. You ain't got the high, you ain't got the stones.
You can take the ground beneath me. You can palm my lips to draw the last words out for me. You can take all. Pop my lips.
something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. Feel like I just got struck by lightning. I see her on the elevator, pushing buttons. I wish that I could date her. I hope she's not another princess. I hope she's not a complete mess. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? Can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. All day standing in the doorway, in a box, don't even have a hallway. She's cool, prepared for any crisis, for sure, nothing short of priceless. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the trees, but you never come around. Kind of stunning. She's got big hair like a lion's mane or something. She's got big smile, bigger than a movie screen. That's why maybe I'm so keen. Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? I can't see the forest from the tree, but won't you come around? Elevator girl, why do you bring me down? But I gotta know right now.
right now, what did we just hear? Let's see. Some local, some not. Let's see. Now we heard, okay, The Devil's Twins with Satan Stone from American Noir Volume 1. Then Diablo Gato with Wretched Soul from the 2016 self-titled album. And Nikki Coogan from The Devil's Twins also sang on this number. Diablo Gato is a fun band. They're like rockabilly. Besides the usual guitars and drums, there's also a saxophone and a stand-up bass. Diablo Gato will be at the Wentz Ballroom in Somerville on Saturday night. Then you heard Greg Allen's Fringe Religion with The Elevator Girl, being formed in 2013, but the players have been around for a long time, played with lots of different cats. And they're going to be playing Saturday night at the Bayside Bowl in Portland, Maine. Whoops, there's no Matt. Portland and Mass. Portland, Maine. Interesting because seems to be lately bowling at places with music and bowling at the same time. And you heard James Keys with Darkness Come Creeping from his album The Middle. Singer-songwriter, guitarist, lives in the Worcester area, and I guess you could call his rootsy music Americana, tinges of country, blues, folk, rock. Love the guy's gritty voice. Plays throughout New England and beyond, and he'll be playing with a band on Saturday night at the Stomping Ground in Putnam, Connecticut. Oh, we're supposed to do them too, you know. One second, guys. One second. I've got a... find something for you in a minute. Let's see now. Let me see what I've got here. Sorry about all this. I've got a PSA for you now about don't drink and drive. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And let's see now. Okay, in a minute, what I have for you is